Hello, my name is Rebecca Tappenerf, and I'm here today to tell you how the grace of God has saved me and is currently at work in my life to conform me to Christ's image. I was blessed to be born into a home where I heard about Jesus from a very young age and went to church every week. I was baptized for the first time when I was just a few weeks old. I never doubted that God existed or that Jesus died on the cross. I just didn't understand that I was a sinner in need of God's totally undeserved saving grace. Oh, I knew that Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned." I just thought it somehow didn't really apply to me. After all, I knew all the answers in Sunday school. I knew a lot about the Bible. I was a pretty good kid, at least outwardly, and had never done anything terrible, like kill someone or steal something. In summary, I thought of Christianity as a list of to-dos, and especially a list of not-to-dos. I didn't realize that being a Christian is all about knowing God in a personal way, like it says in John 17:3. "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." I had head knowledge about God, but not heart knowledge. What I didn't realize for many years is just how affronting my selfish, prideful, judgmental, legalistic, and self-righteous thoughts, attitudes, actions, and words were in the sight of a perfectly holy and just God who loves sinners but must punish sin. As it says in Jeremiah 17:9, "The heart is deceitful above all else and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Also, starting from my preteen years, I had allowed bitterness, anger, resentment, and hatred to well up in my heart against certain people in my life, especially against my mom. I got angry about every little thing and added each one to my list of why I deserved to hold a grudge. So as you can imagine, my heart got very ugly very fast as I allowed the sins of bitterness, unforgiveness, and hatred to consume my life. During this time, I also had nagging doubts about my salvation. I prayed the sinner's prayer every chance I got, but still, I found no peace. I got baptized for the second time in 2011 when I was in college. I remember how the morning of the baptism, I had doubts about my salvation, but I prayed the sinner's prayer once again and reassured myself I was saved. So let's fast forward to my senior year of college. I had been wanting to go on a missions trip to Indonesia to teach English since I had been learning Indonesian in college. And my mom was planning to go along. This made me pretty upset, and I remember one day she told me how we shouldn't go if we didn't have unity between us. She wanted me to pray about it and examine my heart. So one day, after my classes were over, I went to the very back of the music library at ASU and started to write out a prayer. I started out by saying, "God, I know you say I have to forgive, but I can't forgive. I don't even want to forgive. I know you call me to forgive just as you forgave me and you held nothing back, but I can't do it. If I'm going to forgive, then you're going to have to change me." This was the cry of my heart, that I was a guilty and helpless sinner who fully deserved God's wrath against my sin. I was dead in my trespasses and sins, as it says in Ephesians 2:1. I was unable to save myself, but God. I started out harboring great bitterness and unforgiveness, and by the end, I discovered I had a new heart, one that wanted to love God and love and forgive others as I knew he had loved and forgiven me. God saved me that day. He gave me the gift of faith, the ability to put all my trust for my salvation in him alone, rather than in myself or in my good works or in anything else. As Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." By God's grace, I came to truly understand Christ's work on the cross and his resurrection to conquer sin and death once for all. He did what we could never do for ourselves. He, the perfect holy Lamb of God, died as a perfect sacrifice in my place for my sins. Through Christ, God reconciled me to himself. He forgave me, and he adopted me into his family. He made me alive when I was once dead. He set me free from slavery to sin. He made me a new creation in Christ, and he justified me so I can be in his presence. He saved me from the penalty of sin. He's currently saving me from the power of sin through the sanctification process. And one day, he will save me from the presence of sin as I enter his presence forever. So today, My greatest joy is knowing Christ and following him. As I grow in the personal knowledge of God, as I grow deeper and walk more closely in my relationship with him, I see an increasing recognition and hatred of sin in my life. I see the fruit of repentance as God brings sins to light, and I strive to shepherd my heart, making sure that I'm pleasing to him. God has given me a love for others and a desire to share his love with others. I have so much more to learn, but God is so faithful and patient. And let me add that it's been such a blessing to attend Grace Bible Church for the last 2 years, where the word of Christ is faithfully preached and believers are exhorted to follow him. I've grown so much being part of this church, and I'm so thankful God led me to be part of this church body. So as I reflect on how God saved me, I see that it was his providential timing, that it was Valentine's Day, 2014, when he revealed his perfect saving love to me through the work of Christ on the cross. As it says in 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. So today, I'm here to be baptized because God has saved me. Not by works of righteousness, which I have done, but according to his mercy, he saved me. Titus 3:7. I'm here to be baptized because I want to follow my Savior and give him all the glory for his totally undeserved grace and kindness and mercy in my life.
Rebecca, based on your profession of faith, it's my pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.